Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Brachos. We are up to the ninth perek. Haroa Makom Shenasa Bo Nisim Yisrael. If someone sees a place, you chance upon an area where a miracle once occurred for the Jewish people. Omer, you say a bracha, Baruch Sh'asa Nisim Lavasina B'Makom Hazeh. You bless God who performed miracles for our ancestors in this place. The Bar Tanura quotes the Gemara, and he cites some of the examples that the Gemara brings down. Where would be such a location? Kigon Mavaros Yamsuf. Mavaros Yamsuf. You chance upon the place where the Jews crossed the sea when they were fleeing the Egyptians. Nachal Arnon. This was an area, the Gemara explains, on the east bank of the Jordan River, prior to the crossing into Israel, where the Amori had hidden in wait in the mountains and caves and were about to ambush the Jewish people, and God caused the mountains to shake, to come together, and had killed all the Amori. The Yarden, where the Jewish people actually crossed the Yarden, the Even Shiyasav Allah Moshe, Allah Shalom, Kesha Asa Milchama Bamalek, or the stone where Moshe stood, where he sat, where he raised his hands during the war with Amalek, the Domeim, and any other such example. If you come to such a location, you would say this bracha. The Bar Tanura continues, this is all a reference to Anisa Derabim, a miracle that happened to the public, to the community, to the nation, that you would say these brachos. What happens if a miracle happened to you personally? So then you would say your own bracha, Haroa Makom Shenasalo Nesa, Shenasalo Bones. You bless Hashem for the miracle that happened to you. And he continues, he says, Baruch Shasali Nes, that a miracle happened to me. And he says, not only would you recite that bracha, but your ancestors as well. Beno, Beno Akatan, Chayim Levarech. Your child, your grandchild would have to say the bracha as well. Baruch Sh'asa Nes Lavosai B'Makom Hazeh. Blessed is God who performed a miracle to my ancestors in this place. And he concludes his commentary here and says, all these brachos you say Shema Malchus, you say with God's name, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Sh'asa Nes Lavosai B'Makom Hazeh. And all the other brachos we're about to see as well. Continues the Mishnah. Makom Shinakro Mimenu Avodos Kochavim, Omer Baruch Shakar Avodos Kochavim Miratzenu. If you come to a place where there once was idolatry and it had been destroyed, it was a place of worship, there was some sort of idolatrous altar and it no longer exists, so you will say a bracha to bless God who has uprooted idolatry Miratzenu from our land. The Tiferes Yisrael points out that if you were in Chutz Laaretz, if you're outside of Israel, and you encountered such a location, you wouldn't say Arzenu, our land, but rather Mimakom Hazeh, from this place. The next Mishnah, Beis Alazikin. If you witness some say this is like a comet, or you encounter or witness, experience an earthquake, Ala brakim on lightning, ala ramim on thunder, ala ruchos, which is winds, which could be a reference to a terrible windstorm, such as a tornado, a hurricane. So Omer, you say the following bracha, Baruch shekocho gvroso malei olam. This is a bracha we're familiar with when it comes to thunder. There's a discussion in the Gemara about lightning. Lightning, we usually say a different bracha. We'll see in a moment of Ose Mase Bereshis. But otherwise, again, you encounter these occurrences of nature. You bless Hashem for his koach, his strength, and his might that fills up the world. What if you see al-harim, you see mountains, gvos, on the hills, yamim, seas, naharos, rivers, al-midbaros, or on a desert, omer baruch osei maaseh bereishis. So you say a bracha, God who made a creation. Now the commentators point out a couple things. Number one, the Gemara already says you only say these brachos once in 30 days. If you haven't seen the mountain in 30 days, then you would say the bracha. But if you see it all the time, you live it's in your backyard, so then it's not as majestical when you see it. You're used to it. So you wouldn't recite a bracha. But if you haven't seen it in 30 days, then you would recite the bracha. And the other point that's brought down is that we're not talking about not about any mountain. We're talking about a mountain that wows you. You go to the Grand Canyon, a river, you encounter the Mississippi, something which is much smaller that doesn't impact you, so you would not recite this bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Haroas ha-yam ha-gadol." If you see the Yam ha-gadol, the Great Sea, what is the Great Sea? So actually here there's also a big discussion. This is a reference to what we call the Yam ha-gadol, the Mediterranean, or perhaps this is a reference to the oceans. You see the Atlantic, the Pacific. Some say that it really refers to the oceans, but any water connected to the oceans, any Great Sea that's not totally encircled by land, so a Mediterranean would be included in this. So you would say the following bracha, Omer, Baruch Sha'asa Sayam HaGadol. You say, blessed is God who made this Yam HaGadol, made this Great Sea. Oh, and then the Mishnah points out, Bizman Shiro Sol Prakim. The Mishnah itself makes this point that you don't say this bracha every time you see the sea. Again, only if you have seen it, it's been a certain amount of time since the last time you saw it, and now it makes an impression. And again, that we usually assume that refers to, you haven't seen it in 30 days. Continues the Mishnah. Al Gishamim Vabasuros Tovos, when rain falls in Israel, it's a bracha. When it rains, it's so needed, so necessary. And in general, any good tidings that you hear about that occur, Omer, you bless Hashem by saying Baruch HaTova Meitiv. Blessed is the one who is good and who performs good. Al Shmuos Ra'os. And unfortunately, when you hear horrible, evil, very sad and bad news, you say the bracha of Baruch Dayan Emes, blessed is God, who is the ultimate, who is the true judge. We'll do one more Mishnah Gimel. Bana Bayis Chadash, Vekana Kelim Chadashim. You build a new house, and before Shem say, even if you purchase a new home, you buy new vessels, Omer Baruch Shechianu, you make a Shechianu. And the commentators point out this has to be something that you're very excited about. This is something that you don't usually purchase. It makes an impact. But if it's something that you're very excited about, that a purchase, so you would make a Shechianu. And then the Mishnah says, Mevarech al ha-ra'a me'ein ha-tova, that you make a bracha, the bracha that we said before of Baruch Dayan Emes. You make a bracha even though it eventually may turn out good. In other words, for example, like a fire, a devastating forest fire, which is so destructive, maybe it destroyed, God forbid, one's home, one's property. So in the moment it is terrible. Down the road it actually may be good. They say forest fires are good for the forests over time. Maybe you'll have a good you have a good insurance policy, and after a lot of aggravation, you'll eventually get a nice home rebuilt. But in the moment, it's raw, it's terrible, it's evil, it's horrible. So you, even though later on it may turn out to be good, but still in the moment, you say the Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Similarly, Ala Tova Me'ein HaRa. If right now something is good, but it may turn out to be raw, to be terrible. So and you know it may ultimately be terrible, but right now there's good, there's benefit in what you're experiencing. So I think the example the Gemara gives is that you happen to get a big Yerusha, you get a lot of money, so it's great, but all of a sudden you realize the government's going to come in and tax it and take away so much. Nonetheless, in the moment it's good. If you feel good about it, you make the bracha of Atova Meitiv. Hatzoek, and the Mishnah concludes, Hatzoek l'sha'avar, harezu tfilo shav. If you dive in for something that already happened, that cannot change because it's over and done with, that's a false tefillah. That's a tefillah that's not acceptable. That's not appropriate because it's impossible. You're saying God's name for something that cannot the judgment already happened. It's over and done with. Ketzad. So what's in the Gemara gives two examples. Ha'isa ishto muberes va'omer yiratzon shetelin ishti zachar is a tefillah shav. Your wife is already pregnant, and you daven that the baby should be a boy. It's too late. The fetus is already formed. It's a boy. It's a girl. You can't change. Or haya ba baderech. Or you're traveling. V'shama kol tzocha ba'ir, and you hear their terrible crying in the city. Something terrible has happened to some of the residents. V'amar yiratzon shelo yeyu elu b'nei vesi. You say, I pray God, please, that this is whatever is terrible is happening to some of the residents, that it shouldn't be happening to my children, to my family. Hareza tefillah shav. It already happened. To say that it shouldn't happen, it already happened. You can daven that they should get better, they should heal, but to ask for something that should not occur that already occurred, so that is not an appropriate tefillah.